Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? This is your man, Kurt Blow. Yeah, pioneer old school hip hop. You know me. Yeah, I'm representing on the Hip Hop Digest show. Yes, 24/7. Tell somebody. Peace, 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 peace.
Hey, I learned from the greatest niggas. Nobody can touch me. Understand what I'm saying?
Nigga,
I learned from the greatest to ever do this shit. You understand? Y'all make some noise for Lil Wayne.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green, and this is the Hip Hop Digest. And if you didn't know, now you know.
Biggie.
Baby.
No doubt. Happy recording day, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. All right. Any small talk?
How y'all doing?
Doing mighty fine up here, feller.
Oh, shit. Yo, son, your boy Kurt G, yo, he had me crying on the last show. It wasn't even nothing crazy, just the way he said, I'm not falling for the banana.
Oh, my goodness.
Nigga, just the way he said it, he's like, I'm not falling for the banana.
You know too well.
We know. We done seen this game before.
Oh, shit.
Over and over.
That's what's up.
Yo. Yo, JC, matter of fact, hit me with a text like, what are we talking about? I was like, yo, son, we not giving it up that easy. He's like, what are you talking about? Like, bruh, it ain't that serious, first of all.
I need more than one drink.
Yeah, we going to need more than that.
Damn. All right, well, let's go in then. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is LL Cool J unretires. First of all, I didn't even know he retired.
Damn.
To announce his new album.
Wow.
In the terms, LL Cool J comes in and he's saying, in the terms of moving forward, my next project has to be special. It has to be about the culture. It can't be me experimenting on my artistic shit. It has to be real.
Wow.
It has to be what I came up on.
Oh, damn.
Is he listening to the show?
It has to be about, check this out. This is the key thing. It has to be about bars, beats, and no frills.
Oh, my.
He's listening to the show, B.
He's got to be listening to
Maybe
the show.
Maybe he's listening during breaks in a green room in his trailer.
He's got to be listening to the show.
NCIS LA.
So now this is, yo, now you talk about falling for the banana, my nigga.
You're not falling for that one, huh?
Nah, I ain't falling for the banana.
Think he's going to have a featuring on there?
Look, this is what I'm saying.
Katy Perry.
You never
Auto-tune.
Know. Auto-tune. Adele. Any, you know what I'm saying? We can just name him. Yeah, hey, B, come on. Come on, LL's got a budget.
Yo, B, I don't care what you talking about right now. If he said that he got to go back to how he came up, there wasn't no Adele's. There wasn't no Twisted Sister, Turnout Sister. There was nothing but hardcore LL, except for, you know, the ladies love part.
Right, I get that, but this is what I'm saying. Could it be that LL Cool J would be the veteran that we all looking for? I'm talking about paid veteran. Because now we certainly see DITC out there.
Right.
Okay, they done came back home. And they sound great.
I don't think they
Yeah, but
left.
They never went to LA, though.
They never left home.
Oh, hold up, B. Fat Joe went big.
Fat Joe did go out there a little bit. But I mean, DITC on the whole never really left.
Right.
Okay, but what I'm saying, in terms of a commercial artist, LL Cool J talking about bars, beats, and no frills?
I just want to say this real quick. I'm not talking about L.A. being whack. I'm saying Hollywood.
Right. We're not talking about L.A. being whack. Certainly that Hollywood mindset.
Right.
Right, right.
I'm a star now. The vapors. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, anyway, a couple of weeks ago, LL Cool J went in on Twitter on a series of tweets aimed at an unnamed detractor, basically saying what we was saying. Ain't no motherfucking way LL Cool J coming out with an album that's 100. That's real hip hop.
Maybe he is listening.
Anyway, the user comments, you know, I always get the user comments. The internet says, let's hope this album is more ill bomb and less ratchet. See, that's the key. See, Ella, the last time we seen LL Cool J,
he was with that country kid.
Man, I don't remember last time I saw LL.
the LL, right.
All as I know, my last LL Cool J record, I wish I'd have pulled the name of it. It was him and Freeway going back and forth. I don't know if it was on Freeway album. It might have been, but it's pretty incredible. I mean, LL still got that growl.
Oh, yeah. We saw that that joint he did with Dre.
Yeah, that little 30-second jump off. But he had that growl, though.
I hope he puts that on his new album.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I ain't going to lie. I guess the last part, I gave him a little bit of credit for Headsprung. But, yeah, that ill bomb, though.
Yeah. Headsprung was whack.
What?
Whack.
Well, it was better than the other stuff that we don't listen to. So, anyway.
All right, I'm just saying.
You're saying you're not falling for the banana. You don't believe that he's going to put out a real hip-hop album.
Flip-flops? Yo, we flip-flopping this week?
He's not putting out a real album. We're flip-flopping this week.
Yeah, right. Because you and Kurt G and you are just like, whoa, wow.
You know why?
It looks like a banana to me.
But I'm going to tell you why, though. Because we have said it, even though we call him U-Log and everything else, you know damn well that dude can come out with something.
Of course.
He's got the real skills to prove it.
There's right.
No doubt.
Shown.
And it's just him. It's not some entity like I was talking about or some other outside influences.
Okay, let me put a thought, yo. So LL Cool J's prepared not to sell units. I mean, he'll be getting critical acclaim. He'll get critical acclaim, but he's got to be prepared for not selling units. And he's got to be prepared for only, you know, veteran, true school niggas.
Like, can I hit Frank White on you real quick?
Go ahead.
James Todd Smith got fat out there on that NCIS, B. You don't got to worry about not making money. He's on TV every week.
I'm just saying, that's funny because a lot of tweets had to do with the fact that he's paid and he's telling niggas he's paid.
Who doesn't do that?
No, I'm just saying, that's Hov's position, you know. I'm paid, nigga.
Well, I don't think LL is Sean Cone, not Sean Cone, any of them Sean's paid, but Big Sean, any of them. I'm just playing. But
he's paid.
I will say that. I look forward to hearing this.
I give this a better chance than the Hip Hop Museum or the Hip Hop joint you talk about. I give this album more of a chance of being straight hip hop and pure LL than the joint you were saying with the Kennedy Center.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I give this more of a shot of happening.
Wow. So you saying Q-Tip is going to have to
bend. No, keep throwing Q-Tip in here, B.
Oh. So wait a minute. Hold up.
Revisiting again.
No, so let's stop this right now. He's the director of the shit. So what, somebody's going to come in and tell him what to do?
No. They're not going to continue with this shit, is what I'm talking about. They may, 2 years in, they may decide, you
know
what?
I don't give a fuck if
they
give him.
That space is being used by him. You know, we're going to go to
I don't give a flying fuck if they give that nigga 3 months. If it's official, he could say he did it, hip-hop 100, for 3 months. Okay? We did it for 6 months, and then Sprite came in, and then
Fab Five Freddy could say, yo, I did 3 shows that was dope.
Right.
For hip-hop honors.
And he did.
That's
the only thing I'm saying about this Kennedy Center. I'm not saying that he won't put it in a dope product and it won't be official. I'm saying that will it continue is what I'm saying.
How long will it last?
No one can answer that question.
Right.
But we will see.
We will see.
No doubt.
That's why I said this LL album has more of a chance of being more productive than that actually lasting a long time.
Be incredible if LL Cool J is like, yo, I'm going to get some Static Selector beats. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get a Kev Brown beat. I mean,
you
I don't
asking
give a fuck.
You're asking for too damn much, B.
You might see
a Dre beat, and if you go on commercial, he might have Pharrell on there.
Oh, all right. I got you.
He might be rhyming like LL can rhyme.
All right.
It might be more street rhyming type shit. Right.
Like, see that shit you talk about?
That shit you talking about. Now, that's a dream world, nigga. That is a dream world, nigga. That's a definite dream world.
Yeah, that's a banana.
Apollo Brown on beats, nigga. Marco Polo on beats, nigga. That's a dream world right there. That's a dream world.
You done took the red pill, B.
You might get a Jake one.
Maybe.
I doubt that, too.
Ninth Wonder?
Maybe.
Ninth could get in there. I can see Ninth.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. All right.
But you talking underground, Kev Brown, nigga?
Yeah, bottom line is, I can't wait to try before I buy.
All right, no doubt. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest is Kanye West updates the life of Pablo. Now, I'm going to try to read this verbatim as best I can, because the guy who wrote it, he also sounded like he wasn't falling for the proverbial banana. He said, and now, your weekly Life of Pablo update. The album that Kanye West refuses to finalize was just touched up yet again. So he goes into this explanation about this particular track that had Vic Mensa and somebody else on it with an alternative version with Frank Ocean and Caroline Shaw. This time around, the final edit of Wolves, it's Mensa, somebody named SIA, with Frank Ocean as the outro. Anyway, to make a long story really short so everybody can digest, no pun intended, you can go to Tidal, and if you're a member, go ahead and stream the updated version of Life of Pablo. This particular person says, I'm going to ignore all this bullshit until Kanye decides that he's done tinkering with the album and just declares it complete. Now, there's a couple of things going on here. Your boy is figured out a new way to string niggas along. He put out the album Life of Pablo. Real talk, Life of Pablo really ain't that good. Okay? But now what he's doing is he put the record out. Now I'm going to put people in different verses in different positions. Okay? Tidal is all in. Talking about they're going to extend the free trial period if you want to come in and get the Kanye West album updates. Shit sound like video games now and shit. You buy a $60 game, and then them niggas want to sell you extra cars and extra men. $3 and $5 a pop.
We are the world. We are the children.
I'm just saying. I mean, you got to give it to Kanye, though. He's the first one to say, you know what? I'm going to put an album out, but I'm not going to call it complete. And then I'm just going to string niggas along. Nah, get the Life of Pablo update.
I'm not about to go hit him with the STFB. I'm not even going to do it.
See, this is the advantage of putting out a digital album, because you can just keep changing shit up.
And that's,
when you put the CD out, nigga, that was it.
That was it.
You had to put out a whole new product line for that to happen. Niggas be like, we done pressed up a million copies of this shit, nigga. We not doing it again.
This is what it is.
It is what it is.
So, I'm just saying, is Kanye a genius or is his audience stupid?
No, Kanye is... What it sounds like to me, I don't even think it's either one of those. I think this nigga sees that his shit ain't really moving like he thought it would move. So, he's like, let me change some shit to try to get... He's searching. He's throwing spaghetti on the wall. He's trying to see something stick. Like, oh, maybe this one will be a hit.
The record ain't that good.
So basically, it's a fluid album.
Hey, there you go.
That's the new shit. Fluid albums.
Well, I mean, you can call it fluid. I mean, I said I liken it to that way Xbox and PlayStation and all these motherfuckers is charging you. You know
or,
what I'm saying?
Or like apps. You get a free app.
You get,
and then you got all these in-purchases.
Then you
got to
pay for the add-ons and shit.
Exactly.
Right, that's what Kanye's doing with this Life of Pablo. Again, let me reiterate, which ain't all that good to begin with.
He gonna fuck around and have 27 or 52 tracks on the album at the end of the day. Get out of here, B.
I'm just saying. That's your man.
But guess what, though?
What up?
Them fans gonna pay that dollar.
And that was the question is, you know, are the fans stupid enough to fall for the banana?
Try before you buy.
$3.99.
That's all I can say. Nigga with this job before you buy. Yeah, I don't think Tidal allows that though, B.
Well, it forget Tidal right now.
He's talking about other means of getting the $3.99.
$3.99. Like to appreciate all the listeners from the RIAA who may be listening. Appreciate
$3.99. Are you out of your mind?
We got the RIAA joint coming up next week, too.
That's Sound Exchange.
Sound Exchange, yeah. He worked with you at the RIAA. Yeah.
The real deal. Where y'all artists out there will hear the real deal.
Get some good information next week.
No doubt.
This week, actually.
Yeah, this week.
I'm tripping.
Yeah, I'm tripping because it's Friday night.
All right. That's what's good. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest is Kendrick Lamar says, Lil Wayne's the greatest. Now, this is the typical...
Wait. Who said that?
Kendrick Lamar said Lil Wayne is the greatest. Now, you got to check it out. What this is the usual paid rapper pleasantries. Okay? Both paid now. Kendrick's really big. But I think there's something a little bit more under the surface, if you ask me. The person who wrote the article said, it's entirely plausible that a 13-year-old Kendrick Lamar, who at that time was listening to Lil Wayne, probably wearing a big white tee, fashionable denim jeans, and wearing a lot of sterling silver and praising the virtues of bling bling. So it's entirely possible that he came up on Wayne at that era. Wayne was his man, grew up on that. Of course, Wayne responded, Kendrick is the real one. Now, I don't know how that's going to make his man in Canada feel, but I think it was a subliminal, and that's the worst word in hip-hop, but I'll say it anyway, subliminal passing of the torch. You know, even though Kendrick is building his own situation, and it doesn't have anything to do with the cat in Canada other than just jocularity, you know what I mean?
But damn.
Your man,
that's like a hot dog saying a steak is better. Really? For real?
Now, to be completely 1,000% honest, for about an album and a half, Wayne was hot. Wayne was doing it for about an album and a half.
Right.
Yeah, but he got 2,000 albums, my nigga.
Well, it is what I'm saying. But you got, hold up. Look at the text and how it was written. When Wayne and them niggas was doing Bling Bling and Block Is Hot, right?
That shit was, Wayne was whack then.
Okay,
that
I agree.
That was a little fucking kid.
I agree. And Kendrick Lamar, bling, bling, bling. And Kendrick Lamar was a small guy, was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like it is 12, 13 probably. So hey, what are the chances of him really idolizing young Wayne? Pretty good, right?
I'll give that to you.
The chances are pretty good, yes.
So that's all the guy who wrote the article was saying. What I'm saying is, look behind the curtain.
All right.
Behind the curtain.
That's what I want to see.
Is, I believe, a unofficial passing of the torch.
It's a hot dog saying a steak is better.
Okay, but I'm just saying, what you got here and what people will speculate on is how your man in Canada feels about it. When will Wayne have to come out in about a couple days and say, oh, nah, Drake is that man? He
ain't
will.
Happen.
How
too
much
late.
I fucking guarantee, I could almost guarantee it. B, you know how this shit roll.
Well, we gonna see.
In Canada, call you. There's a hotline from Canada. Again, pick up online. Yeah, pick up online too.
Wayne too busy doing commercials right now. Wesley Snipes and all that other shit.
Your man, he starts singing to him and shit. How you do me wrong lyrics? And
do
next
me
thing
wrong,
you know,
do me wrong.
Right, exactly.
You know what I want to see?
What's that?
For real, I want to see these paid rappers turn into Mitt Romney's going at Donald Trump. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, that shit'll never happen. That's why, B. That's why the
pleasantries. Well, we never thought a billionaire would say nothing about another billionaire either, though.
But I'm just saying, this is rap paid rapper pleasantries. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I see you paid. I'm paid too. You real cool, nigga. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's just paid rapper pleasantries.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Kumbaya.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Before we get into the next topic of the Hip Hop Digest, we got a word from our sponsor, Herb Box.
Yo, and this is live, too. We're not doing no canned recordings on this. So I'm going to just say, you know 420 is coming up, and you need an exquisite and superior container to hold your materials. The perfect box is easy to get by going to www.herbbox.com. That's HERBBOXX.com. Go to the website and see which one of these boxes can help you step your game up.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
It's a good product right there too, son.
Yo, the words exquisite and superior is real talk, B. No more of those Crown Royal bags or mason jars. You get the real deal here, B.
That's what's up. All right.
No Jordan shoebox.
Nah, they nah.
How about the bottom of the sock drawer? You can't put it in there?
Nah.
No more
little torn in the corner bottom plastic bags.
No, shit.
None of that. Get yourself something that you can use.
That's what's up. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Now, this topic is heads or tails topic.
Uh-oh.
So, here we go.
He wouldn't tell us what this was about
either. Nah, this is heads or tails. So, check it out. Next topic is, are we finally in the rap era we've been waiting for.
Alright.
The mass adoption of hip-hop, of course, is very ironic. Most listeners agree that the genre is to this or to that. Complain about everything under the sun, from Kanye's bipolar annex ruling their news feed to Young Thug garbling and grooning and turning them off. Generally arguing over new MCs altogether. The debates have endlessly been had by purists and casual fans alike. But when you look beyond the nuisance of a certain media-fueled artist, hip-hop might actually be in its promised land. And he gave some examples to say, you know, hip-hop is better than it's ever been.
Mm.
And here are the examples. This year's winning Grammy for Best Rap Album, obviously Kendrick Lamar, socially conscious effort. Obama inviting him to the White House one-on-one. He's saying that's big. He's saying Killer Mike, one half of the biggest and best rap group out, and he did say group. Basically, his group is secondary for him opening up for Bernie. Killer Mike is on all, damn near all of Bernie tour stops. Okay, then there's J. Cole performing at Democratic fundraisers, again for Obama. We're talking about the President of the United States, my nigga. Okay, your boy John Connor. You know, his performances via Freshwater for Flint. That's high profile. He said, no matter your opinion on the music, there's no arguing about hip-hop's current power.
Wow.
That's saying a lot.
It is saying a lot. But I do recall, and I don't know how this is going to be received by you brothers.
All right.
But I do recall Eazy-E up in the White House.
No doubt. Yeah, but Eazy-E was up in the White House because he actually donated money, enough
exactly.
money to the
my
Republicans,
point.
And they
that's
invited
my point.
Him. Okay, that's real.
He wasn't invited. He got himself up in that piece.
Right, and Russell has been dealing with the Clintons since the 90s. You know, let's put that.
I mean,
out
it's
there.
Not to take away. It's not to take away from what's happening. That all that stuff you're talking about is awesome. It's awesome. But I don't know if I would ever fix my mouth to say that right now is. Hip-hop is better than ever at all, ever.
He's saying that hip-hop is better than ever because of the mountaintop that hip-hop is on. See, there was no way any MC of any stature, I don't even care about whether if it was the commercial guys, Hammer and the like, non-threatening, no way that they're inviting these guys anywhere near their functions. So now hip-hop is so accepted, it's so in the mainstream that we are at the height of our powers. Kurt G, are we missing something here? Or what are we missing? Or we just got to give it up?
I will give them that hip-hop is powerful as far as being the medium that it is and how strong. And you see commercials and all kinds of shit going on and hip-hop is influencing all kinds of shit. But as far as the music goes, hip-hop music is not as strong. That what they call in hip-hop, I guess, is the shit. But the hip-hop, the underground shit that we play at the end of the show, that ain't at the top of the charts and getting played all over the place.
I think what's missing, and I'm saying he's very careful to pick who he picks, the J. Cole's, the Kendrick's, the Killer Mike's, John Connor, you could throw in there. Probably throw one or two others in there. But who's really popping on the radio?
Future,
Two Chainz, Migos,
Drake.
So I there's sort of a bait and switch there. I mean, yes, these guys are really doing it. And certainly what we've been always saying, if you got a guy out there with a certain political message, you know, that's going to be the gold standard. Certainly Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole has that. Killer Mike being passionate, going out and fronting for Bernie Sanders. I mean, that's certainly, you know, that's
but
carrying a lot
John
of weight.
Connor, he picked guys that were very affluent in their speaking abilities also.
No doubt. But what I'm saying is,
you don't want to be out there as Bernie having the Migos as you're, you know what I'm saying, out there talking. For you. You know, they might say
I'll
some
be
shit.
In the band. Though.
Exactly. And once somebody sits there and actually goes in and starts Googling the words that they're saying, they're like, Bernie, are you attached to the trap?
Right.
Exactly.
You really like the trap? Are you secretly want to sell crack?
Well, that's
and
the key
drugs?
Thing. So, I mean, for me, you know, when I read something like this, you know what? Real talk, I'll give it up. I guess it's easier for me to give it up to these individuals on an individual basis, but they're not falling for the, because if you really see what's really popping on the radio and the clubs, it's not necessarily these guys. Now, they have a high visibility, but they're not popping like that in the clubs, and that's, you got to have that real talk, all right? So here we go, the flip side of the coin. You tell me what you think. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Gene Simmons of Kiss fame, rap will die.
Wow.
Gene Simmons, who's been a long critic of rap, dissed the genre again. This isn't his first time. He's always dissing hip hop. But anyway, Gene Simmons goes on to say, I'm looking forward to the death of rap. He did an interview with Rolling Stone. I'm looking forward to getting back to music with lyrics and melody instead of just talking. As far as I'm concerned, music, by definition, is lyrics and melody. Or just melody. He said, I got a problem with rap acts in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You got Grandmaster Flash in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's ridiculous. Run DMC in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me?
Well, B, you agree with him, but just under a different context.
I do agree with him. I agree also.
No doubt.
We should have
And I'm always talking about can't wait for raps, Comiskey Park.
No doubt. He goes on in the Rolling Stone interview and said, I predict the end of rap. He said, rap will die in the next 10 years or so. At some point, something else will come along, and that's good. It's all good and healthy.
Well, that's not going to happen, though.
We'll see. Now, you got to ask yourself. Now, Gene Simmons only sees the commercial manifestation of rap music.
And he sees disco.
Right. And to be 100% honest, I also wait for the demise of rap. I hope rap dies, too.
You hope commercial rap.
Commercial rap dies,
right, commercial
too.
Rap.
Right, because we certainly know the underground and the heart and the beat of what hip-hop really is isn't going anywhere. But you know that these commercial guys, the minute the fucking money dries up,
out.
They either going back to UPS or the trap.
Yep.
One of the two. You know what I mean?
One of the two, my nigga.
So, job agree with Gene Simmons and shit.
Yes, but just on a different level.
On a different level, right. We're not agreeing. We're agreeing with what he's saying, but not down with what he's saying. If you can understand
Right. He doesn't understand the whole context of what he's talking about.
Well, no, because again, like I said, I think we're down with what he's talking about, because again, he only sees commercial rap.
I don't think we're down, because he wants the whole shit to disappear.
Oh, right. He don't know.
Because he doesn't just want rap on a commercial level. He wants it all gone, period.
It's all the same thing to him.
It's all the same thing to him.
That's true.
He can't see any difference.
I agree with you that it's all the same thing for him, but what I'm saying is, let's say just rap disappears from the radio, period. Then to him, it's dead.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I got you.
If it disappears from being forefront at the Grammys, if it disappears from, again,
the commercials.
Again, this is what I'm saying. Kendrick, J. Cole, and them niggas up at the White House. As soon as that shit stops, then it's gone.
And we're going to probably get hammered off of this shit. Because it's like, what are you saying? The only way we're going to survive is to actually be making some money out here.
That's not true.
I disagree.
How are you going to take away the money aspect of this
because
shit?
Because it's not about the money.
And the money. And trust me, there's nothing wrong with the money. I mean, there's paid guys in our days, you know, just like anything else. But the soul of the culture
is not rooted in money.
Right. And that's all. You know what I mean? No doubt. Gene Simmons. Shit. Kiss.
Oh, stick your tongue out.
No doubt. Next time we go to Hip Hop Dodgers. This is strictly for you, Swerve.
Let's go.
It's your man, Russell Simmons, to reach a settlement in the Rush Card lawsuit.
Cold rock stuff.
Last Friday, the plaintiffs filed court documents saying they were finalizing the settlement in which Simmons promises to pay each of those accusing him of wrongdoing. Said once the deal is finalized, they will drop the lawsuit and claims against Simmons. Rush got to pay folks who filed the lawsuit.
Everybody got a Rush card. I guess you'd be ready to see your $15 check.
Shit, if it's that much.
Right.
You know, I didn't do it when they settled them fucking lawsuits. I remember I got $1.15 fucking check from AT&T.
There you go.
When they settled that ape monkey shit they did back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Just because I was that on AT&T at the time, them niggas settled and I got $1.15 check in the mail.
They gave you a dollar? Damn.
I still got that shit sitting somewhere. I was like, look at this shit here.
Wow, it's incredible. That's your man, man. I know you were real critical of Rush and shit.
And I still am. You
still are.
Especially with him out there doing what he's doing in that campaign trail. But anyway, come on now. I mean, do I really need to say something about the Rush card?
I have said something about the Rush card since it was born. I would rather you say something about Russell Simmons campaigning for Hillary Clinton.
You would rather me say something about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say that we're going to get political right now. And I don't even care because a lot of people are all scared to talk about politics and shit. Yo, I voted for Bernie, B. Here in North Carolina, I voted for Bernie and I was happy with it and I'm good with it because I feel we need a real change. I'm not even talking about a Barack Obama change. I'm talking about this bullshit that we got in government. So we got Hustle Simmons, whatever you want to call him, out here politicking for Hillary Clinton? Are you serious? I mean, let's not even talk about what's going on right now. Let's talk about the entirety of what Hillary Clinton is. Now, you can't hide that shit that she's done, B. You can't hide it. It's there for everybody to see. So if somebody's going to be able to try to sweep all that under the rug, it's like walking into a room and see an elephant standing underneath a bath mat, my nigga. Are you serious?
Well, I'm a pragmatist personally, and I'm going to agree with you as far as people wanting change. This is the United States of America, my nigga.
It is.
And Bernie can't win the general election, so therefore, he won't be the nominee.
We don't know who can win because, you know, conspiracy brother, once you push that button, you don't know what the fuck going on.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just saying.
And I'm going to live by that one.
All right. So,
die bold, my nigga.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's the Political Minute by E. Color. No doubt. I got a bonus. It's not even a topic, yo. I found a site that is an aggregate of charts. Shit, that shit goes way back to like the early 60s. I'm talking about chart placement. So in honor of 1986, consider it's 2016, I just went back a ways and I'm going to read off the top 10 records, an aggregate of the US and UK charts. So you got to remember that the UK has a say in this, but these are the top 10 records for 1986. Damn, I feel like Casey Kasem, my nigga.
Mm.
At number 10, there'll be sad songs to make you cry from Billy Ocean.
Ooh.
At number 9, I Can't Wait, New Shoes.
Wow.
I can't wait.
Kurt G singing tonight, baby. At number 8, The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston.
Whitney.
At number 7, Holding Back the Years, Simply Red.
Wow.
At number 6, Human by The Human League.
I'm only a heat cheater.
Niggas singing tonight.
It was both cheap.
Okay, here we go. Top 5, Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Damn. Oh, man. Miami Vice.
Yeah. Right? At number 4, Shake You Down, Gregory Abbott.
Oh, Miami Vice again.
At number 3, Kiss by Prince.
Kiss.
At number 2, Rock Me Amadeus by Falco.
Ooh.
At number 1, the number 1 record in 1986, On My Own, Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald.
Wow. Wow.
I should be in radio and shit.
Sweet potato pie.
I should be in radio, no doubt.
My goodness.
That's what's good. No doubt.
This ain't how it's supposed to be.
On my own.
Oh, my God. I know motherfuckers really in Twitter going to be like, you tell them niggas are cool at singing shit.
We off that. Well, I'm off that Smith and Ford. Figure it out.
Niggas that hit the dump button.
Oh, shit. That's what's good. So here we go. Here we go. The world famous Kurt G albums of the week brought to you by
Herbbox. That's HERBBOXX.com.
And don't forget, at checkout, if you type in digest, you'll get 10% off. Again, I repeat, Don't forget, at checkout, type in Digest for 10% off.
Yes, sir. All right, this week we got Marvelous, Marvis Luther King. We got Mocha Only, Brutal. Uh-oh. I know I would get that reaction.
Yeah.
And then instrumental joint is Artifact, Spilled Coffee.
Oh, shit. Okay. Right. I'm interested about that Mocha Only.
No doubt.
You know it's more the same.
Okay. That's what's good. All right. E-Color, you got some leftovers?
Nah, again, just got to say, if I got to be Menachem Begin, I'm going to be that. Please rate the show on whatever format you listen to. Look, yo.
Oh shit. Man.
Look, I'm going to get in trouble for that too, just like I did.
I was great saying, yo. Yeah, you going to get in trouble, yo.
Yo, man, niggas be like, what the fuck is a Menachem Begin?
Until they Google. Look it up, right?
Look, and yo, I was speaking of that shit too, talking about creme brulee. For those that listen to the Hip Hop Digest show, yo, I eat good, B. I ain't gonna front, I eat good. So when I talk about creme brulee, it's basically pudding with burnt sugar on the top, okay?
This is one of the most rich, smart college ass niggas right here. He like to eat lobster and scripts and shit.
Yeah, I eat good, B.
This nigga he be eating
McDonald's.
Nah, he don't fuck with that. I just came from a 2 for $5 myself. I just had a Big Mac and some 10 pieces.
Nah, yo, you know how people run around, car all clean, big ass rims, Jordans and all that shit?
You don't spend your money on that shit.
Not me. My shit goes inside my body. I eat good and drink good. Fuck
it. Okay.
That's what it is.
And fuck a big bite.
Fuck a big bite. Or a big crack or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Not fucking with that. So creme brulee, for those that want to know, is a dessert. You can get them anywhere. It's good.
All right. I guess we'll see y'all next week,
all
then.
Right. Before we get out, let me extend my apology to our man KB, because I put words in his mouth last week's show.
Owner, CEO of Herbbox.
I put words in his mouth. I said he was venting, and he said that he wasn't venting. And since I did say that on the show, I want to apologize to him on the show, even though I did apologize to him off air. So that's what I want to say to him.
And no doubt, before we get out, yo, we want to, you know, send our condolences out to Questlove, who lost his father. Peace to you, my brother.
No
Stay
doubt.
Strong. We're gone.
Peace.
One.
Deserve more. Herbbox is here to give you more. Fortunately, the cannabis laws and stereotypes are slowly being changed. Herbbox is a medical and recreational cannabis container that brings style and fashionable credibility to the cannabis community and movement. Check out our website at herbbox.com, which is herbbox.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers.
The word of God came to John in the desert, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
Turn away from your sins.
Yeah.
And be baptized, and God will forgive your sins.
Tell us,
are you Christ?
Super knick-knack, paddy-whack.
I baptize you with water.
Boom.
But someone is coming who is much greater than I am.
Check. Words from Deuteronomy and Marcus Garvey, Illuminati nigga Michael Chip talk Atari. Vision is Calico, Calico's exposed peoples. Liquid flow, lethal sound, drown your cerebral. Fly thesis, black and white Jesus, mountaintop steeple. ST the regal, American bald eagles. Church goers, sitting in the pews, beg the Lord for forgiveness. Sitting in the
they shoes living. Your track record don't exist like white privilege. You lacking on a sample like not making examples. What's the deal, y'all? What's the deal? I will make it a battlefield. Cell phone niggas over the data bills. Scrolling down the internet feed, behold the master. Blazing mice, now they praise him like Zoroaster. Christmas time come, you wondering what's the gift? Lighting up some paper, honey, I shrunk the split. Running lips, how's watching ifs? Tunnel vision, living room walkthroughs while mothers riff. Iron fisted blacklist rap wizards I'm coming with. Barrel loose tumbles and backflips. Some real brothers shit. My name is Abraham, the God man, the covenant. Thunderous stomach is Pillsbury and I'm loving it. Make sales, pretty women, put on Christian Dior. Tribal dances, advances from here to be more. Word, we got flows like the River Jordan.
We got flows, son, you know we got flows.
Keep just flowing, son. John the Baptist, tip him in the war.
And baptized inside the Holy Spirit.
We got flows like the River Jordan.
You know we're flowing, you know that's how we're flowing.
John the Baptist, dip him in the water.
Baptized inside the Holy Spirit. Catapult, romp, provoke, blow smoke, collapse, lung, attract, sun and dark cave, sharp blades and park waves, dirty unbabe. My skin crawls, big brawls behind your giants, pitfalls of Mount Zion, Peter Tosh flips, gets wrapped with the tragicness, acid trip, party fix, warehouse abandoned in the sticks, Texas chainsaw, house of a thousand, corpses still browsing, eat your brains raw, a flat track, McCoy is still pouncing, Judah lying on the antelope, cantaloupe scratch, it's the random quote attack, a data hacker, trap master, so anonymous, my alias, Jesus in your radius, they marvel at my sight, the rap Dr. Octavius song, take a swing, the ancient king, monarchy, the anno domini, second coming, black Christ prophecy, testament to relevance, revelation, war machine, Tony Stark suit, they try to call me with the door machine, to no avail, holy grail, cup I filled with ale, set sail with the pirate shit, known as with the liver shit, fuck this life, fuck it, dick buckets, bar filler, crooked smile, hard dealer, left branded, run the gambit, Spider-Man, Claws, Venom, Hard Denon, John Lennon, Beetle, Trans, Avalanche, the guards get them, deviated, septum, small section of your nose bone, removed, rabid raccoons, my goons hungry, going through your food, type room, my haiku, dirty stanza, poem commander, Alexander, Greek lineage, math with the percentages, hands to build the pyramids, my scientists build, a hundred eyes, gang is skill, no denying the scale,
you see yeah, it, you got flows like the River Jordan, John the Baptist, dip him in the water. We got flows like the River Jordan.
We got flows, son, you know we got flows.
John the Baptist, dip him in the water.
Baptized inside the holy water, son.
I'm not good enough even to untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He has his winnowing shovel with him to thresh out all the grain and gather the wheat into his barn.
Words yeah. That I spit reflect the truth to the youth. The motherfuckers won't listen.
Yeah. I bring the drama. Do I'm a law within the wilderness. Peace travel the neck before the pilgrimage. But still I put the rest into the villainous. Study the lessons, we civilians. My lineage, indigenous, supremacists. Claiming that we was primitive. I put the clip in, I'm ringing it like it's tinnitus. Niggas that used to be with it, switching, they disingenuous. Majestic, so eclectic when I'm flipping this. Young and reckless, shit the sound of the beast riveted. Catch me on the beach in the Republic of the Dominicans. Catch me in the streets, but if I'm thugging, leaving no witnesses. I let the rifle hit him only if my rival's with him. Me and my team move supreme like it's tribalism. I blow tax like I was raised up in the projects. I flow best, comedic mind, consider me one of the hoteps. Ancient as the Omex, controlling with my solar plexus. If niggas bite and put a shell in where they molars resting. Hold on.
Words that I spit reflect the truth to the youth. The motherfuckers won't listen.
I bring the drama.
The motherfuckers won't listen.
Yeah. Let's get real now.
Check it out. The motherfuckers won't listen.
Bring the drama.
Royalty in my poetry, kingly, godly scripts. Tween all the sips and yak, sit back, reminisce, gets contemplating placement of the rook. Jotting statement on the book, beyond pawn, young ones become crook. Subdivision of the square on the chessboard, just not fair. Define freedom rare, laissez faire, waterland air, under the rulership. Medulla screwed up with foolishness, school the youth with truthfulness. It's just what they visualize, will over eyes, a vocalized, visual blind, wisdom for minds, so inclined. time to refine they stance, advanced pedigree. Perchance I glance at my far away destiny. I see tomorrow land's plan, don't care to follow puppets. Molded into puppeteers' hands, upper tier clan, elite brainstem. I claim them spots where the thoughts provoking jot a hem.
Words that I spit reflect the truth to the youth.
The motherfuckers won't listen. I bring the drama. Sure. The motherfuckers won't listen.
Let's get real now.
The motherfuckers won't listen.
Bring the drama.
Walk the plank. We light up in powwow. I talk with Dank for a portion of the budget. Foes get gutted through the lining of the stomach. Then I break off the shank. You talk with angst. You better mean it. Hearts on Minnesota. Tempers on Phoenix. Bad chicks give me genius. I'm never lenient. If I said it, then I mean it. My words spread through the regions. They arrive and change seasons. Rhyming with a reason. Get 1,000 lesions for treason. You get your face beat in at debriefing. I flee policemen and vanish in the breeze thin. Quick enough to make trees bend. Briefcase with unique skin. With enough room to carry G's in.
Words that I spit reflect the truth to the youth.
The motherfuckers won't listen.
I bring the drama.
The motherfuckers won't listen.
Let's get real now.
The motherfuckers won't listen.
I bring the drama.
Words that I spit reflect the truth to the youth.
The motherfuckers won't listen.
I bring the drama.
The motherfuckers won't listen.
Let's get real now.
The motherfuckers won't listen.
I bring the drama.
Gotta take risks, you know? In a flash, can all be gone that quick.
There is a light that shines for you and me.
Sometimes that light at the end of the tunnel is a train, for real. Prepare for it. Yeah! Feels good. G-Wiz, yeah. By your side, baby. What? Imagine leading a generation with the power of voice. Inspire all of the youth who divided by choice. Being cool is being you. Take time, be yourself. Being you is beautiful. Never settle for less. If you cry on the inside, keep a warrior face. God walk along with you, never missing a pace. And no matter how many obstacles in your way, live now, we the future of the year 2K. No bloods, no crips, no killers. Sing praise, no more to Kira Gaston's. Hit by strays, time to stand up, fight for what you believe. If you're not ready to die for a cause, then why breathe? Stop self-pity. No more why me. There's a million people misplaced, dying to eat, and they just like us, with emotions like us. The life you save may be your own, homie, trust. A concrete rose will never grow, and what life has in store for us, we never know. Either you love it or you let it go. Hide your emotions or you let them show, cause nothing was promised forever, yo. A concrete rose will never grow, and what life has in store for us, you never know. Either you love it, yeah, or you let it go. Hide your emotions, yeah, or you let them show, cause, yeah, nothing was promised forever, yo.
It's hard to be optimistic when niggas loading clips in. You try to cut your girl, her period came and she missed it. You pray your daughter don't grow up and be out sucking dicks in. They say home's where the heart is, but you got evicted. You've been writing raps for years, niggas still won't listen. You got locked up and your best friend still won't visit. Shit's crazy, murder rates in the double digits. And that bitch, no, she burning, but still drop the digits. She in pain like life on the 40-ounce budget. Keeping up appearances on Instagram got you struggling. Too many blacks face a future living in prison. I'm trying to make the world better for all of us to live in. And your guardian angel don't know what to do with this nigga. Got better shit to do to hang around with this nigga. Showed you the way, but you still hanging with this nigga. Closed eyes, you gon' never see the big picture.
Concrete rose will never grow. And what life has in store for us, we never know. Either you love it or you let it go. Hide your emotions or you let them show. Cause nothing was promised forever, yo. A concrete rose will never grow. And what life has in store for us, you never know. Either you love it or you let it go. Hide your emotions or you let them show. Cause nothing was promised forever, yo.
You out of there. Y'all niggas know y'all out of there. Yeah, come on with the real. If y'all niggas faking the fuck, y'all know y'all out of there. Come with it. Get live with it.
Rolling up cups and not getting in with the fucks up. You know, plotting the brands to get whopping the grands. We talk about Jamaica in the sand, of course, cause the course is incorporated. Cause I'm coursing with beats coarse like a concourse. This is only getting started. I don't force fits. I do bend the world to more liking than you like it, and it's likely to grow. I love these spring nights when the skyline glow. It's kind of reminiscent of a decade ago. Ride around the hood on my vice in the cold. Freedom is the theme, so recognize and we go mellow. I'm Dr. Dumas DeBella. Ping, things, you love it, Consuelo. On the average man, I lay low. Like an 808, no, it ain't no time for dumb shit. Cause I'ma come on the world with beasts and scrumptious. You can put a lid on your assumptions, bitch. Do not assume nothing. You don't know my fucking style is above and beyond everything that you hear when that's nothing. I'm just getting started, so watch and learn something. Do not assume nothing. You don't know my fucking style is above and beyond. Skyscraper, skyscraper, skyscraper. Skyscraper, skyscraper, skyscraper. Gotta get over getting stuck on what the fuck's gone. So do, shove on. Periodically the quality gets questionable. This ain't that, this the best in the world. Status back to the best in the girls. Wanna know what's up with the session thorough. Rugged when I'm rubbing a muffin, but can't get too distracted. So no more attachment. Jumping the taxi downtown to capture vibes of the city, then it's back to the batter. Put it down, cause I found rapping is magic. And I'ma get everything I want.
Lavish, bitch.
Do not assume nothing. You don't know my fucking style. There's above and beyond. Everything you hear when that's nothing. I'm just getting started, so watch and learn something. Now, do not assume nothing. You don't know my fucking style. There's above and beyond. Skyscraper, skyscraper, skyscraper. Skyscraper, skyscraper, skyscraper.
Turn that shit down, man. Don't you know I'm trying to get some sleep here? Huh? What you say? I'll go upside your goddamn head, man, and go turn that damn music down, man. Woman, call 911 and get these niggas off this goddamn street. I gotta get some sleep now.
Yeah. Killing off suckers, it's me. You stupid trying to take me for some punk MC. I'm here to tax dollars, rap's not cheap. Cop this most wanted punk, rolling 4D. Gats that I'm packing. Sucker better quit it back. I'm slapping dumb girls cause my rhymes don't hit. Punk on the smooth tip, kicking at butt. Had too much sink, I just started throwing it up. Super lyricist, yeah, cold in fact. I'm spraying all your faggot fake MC jacks. Boy, I smack and rack and pack and stack and smash all the suck MCs in the wall like attack. So chill, what's up? Tell these punk fools that they ran out of luck.
Hey, yo, hey,
what's up?
Boy, I think you're sad enough.
Till I ain't said shit, until I call a punk's bluff. Put you on the punishment, haters like your father. Want a big sucker, don't bother. Last place MCs, think you can handle this?
1, 2, 3.
Drop this move through the canvas. It's time to start punking. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got the picture. I can miss the spring.
Boy, hold up, the chills on the stage. CMW's like a Hub City Army Brigade. Get no slack to no black on no punk new jack. Get racked like that because your rhymes are whack. So hit me with your best shot and boy, you see how to chill and the 8 drop punk MCs. But credit's never due to your suckers that be faking it. Call it a jack, but yo, I'm just taking it. Your money, your gold, your fortune, and your fame. So hang it up because you got no game. To this, let up, I'm getting better. You're talking trash. Punk, just shut up. Leave it to the chill, yeah, I take care of business.
That's bet, cause 8 is the witness.
A super hype, mellow Compton, cold chillin' lyricist. Like a scary movie, suckers playing fearness. In fact, you're a boat caught in thick ass fog. But this my damn posse, yo, I'm dropping the dogs. To this chill, as the chill explains. And when it comes to getting over, I know all the game. So suckers don't job me like a backstreet junkie. The CMW's cold running.
Rhymes too bump.
CMW's at you, man.
Yeah.
Keep on playing that shit, man. I like that shit, man. Woman, cancel that 911 call. They ain't coming anyway. This is Compton. Man, that shit was gonna sound good in my T-Bird, man. Keep on playing, man. Play louder. Fuck my neighbors, man. I wanna hear some shit, man. Play it down. Get down, man.
Now let me come back by saying, I'ma show 'em. Fresh, funky rhythm is how my rhymes flowing. Educated at a high degree. Diploma of the streets as I down and sit. I get kinda low. My pressure rises. I start to unload with all kind of surprises. More than unusual, sort of creative. Punks want beef, it's your ultimatum. Not responsible, punk, of what happens to you later. Hater get crazy, kill like the Terminator. I'm coming to you gently, not too hyper. Spot you in the crowd, take you out like a sniper. So leave it up to 8, cause it has to be done. Never feel safe without my 9-hand gun. Not a soldier nor a trooper, claim no name of a jerk. This a hard count, the lyricist putting in work. So all you sucker niggas, MC punk riders, all your sorry soft jacks, call yourself riders. 8 knows the deal, got the scoop on your raps. So sucker, hang it up because your got no hats. I stand in one position, mom start releasing. Fresh dope rhymes, brother start piecing.
Hardcore brother, static's not included. Gave you punch a chance,
damn,
you blew it. Rhymes never thought of, cause I got rhythm. Lyrical madness is what I'm here to give them. The 9 that I pack got a special permit for taking out jacks that run the lip. Yo, this only money. Dope rhymes hitting, A starts to tagging.
Punk, no kid.
This posse's in effect, suckers here to trouble you. A chill, cool DJ and CMW. Wiping out rookies. Punk, new booty. Stop hyping for the record, boy. Don't be choosy. Wipe you in a second. It's how the chill's living. I get most keys, cause girls keep giving. Got you on the ropes. Start to 1-2-in. Try to claim champ, but crowd starts booing. It's pretty obvious, the chill got the knack to grab the MIC and start the vicious attack. Suckers get hot, but chill stays cooler. I seen better rhymes written by a preschooler. I'm the teacher, schooling all punks, that's Jeff. And as the student, you're supposed to listen to the lesson rhymes. Boom.
Yeah, I like to say what's up to my homie MC Ren out there. DJ Slip on the scene, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this the down MC8. I like to say what's up to all my homeboys from Compton. Digging it, you know what I'm saying? Oh, chill.
What's happening?
Let's dive out of here.